This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's like we never left. It's like we were here the whole time. Good morning, my dear friends.
Hello.
I'm dying to hear Vinny.
Am I on?
You're on.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, you're on.
Oh, thank goodness.
All right.
Let me crank myself up.
Yeah, let's hear a little more of you. Crank you up. So, during vacation, you know, sometimes technical difficulties get ironed out, and sometimes S hits the fan so hard that you find yourself having to move out of your house and figure out a whole new way to do things.
Wait a minute, what?
What does that mean?
You had to move out of your house and find a whole new way to do things.
Oh, you mean me?
Yeah, yes, I
do. Oh, I
yes,
thought you were
indeed,
talking
sir.
About you.
No, I'm in a cockpit now. I have my own setup. I think that John really did not want me in his space all the time because he constantly had to reconfigure. Like, I had to get in here every morning and reconfigure all his stuff, and then he'd have to come in and reconfigure all my stuff. And so he
is he working in there daily now?
Yeah, he works. He works in here pretty much every day. And but he has his setup where I used to sit, and now I'm over here in the corner, which is great. It's perfect. My setup is. You know what? I just love it because it feels like mine. Like, no one touches it. It's all set. It's all set up. No one uses my computer. No one's messing with my... I even have, like, an old iPad that I'm doing. So now I can... I mean, you guys are enormous. I'm so happy. But I noticed are sitting in what doesn't... I mean, it looks like a nice kitchen and everything, but it doesn't look like your brand new kitchen, Ben.
No, it's not. But I was going to say, I didn't want to cut you off. It feels like yours because it is yours. Your home. You said, oh, it feels like mine.
Well, it feels like my little corner of my house, you know? Pretty much this room's I'm not even allowed to go in my house, you know?
Where's
a whole
that?
There's two rooms. I knock at the doors and, hey... Can I get your laundry to do for you? Mom, I'm in the middle of something. Like, okay. I'm sure it's really important.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's how I am, Ben, you know? I'm a cynic. So anyway. Are you sick or what?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm going to get tested today. I don't know. Okay. We actually stayed in lockdown the whole vacation. And while vacation was, you know... Useful.
You've been extremely good about lockdown.
Yeah, we've been really tight. So I honestly want to believe this is just another one of those weird coincidences that I got some gastrointestinal upset on Saturday morning.
But it
and
lingers?
By Saturday, I don't know. By midday, I finally went. I was sort of caught up in it and didn't have a chance to even think about what to do because I was being called to the bathroom by emergency.
Oh boy!
If you know what I mean.
So fun, the trots. You got to trot over there. Trot, trot, trot. trot to Boston.
Then I just realized, like, oh, wait, I need to look this up. So I looked it up, and it is one of the, you know, it's a rare, but is a symptom of COVID. So I basically grabbed
a couple things. Some people, it's all poopy stuff. You know?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. But I just ran from the house. So I split and went over to our little beach apartment, and I'm over here hiding, and I saw them for a few minutes yesterday as I collected the things we needed to be able to do this show. But we've been, you know, texting and talking on the phone, and everyone's good there. And I think maybe I just, you know, they went through the house. They're like, well, the eggs you ate were bad. So, and I'm all, what? I just, one of the things I did over vacation was clean the entire fridge.
Like, what do you mean the eggs were bad?
They were past their due date or whatever. And I'm like, how? How's that even possible? Eggs never sit in our house. But then I realized everyone is now allergic. You know what I have? One of those houses. If I had heard someone describing how my house is, I would have been like, you know, this is, I don't know, 10 years ago, I would have been like,
I know.
Oh my God, that's pathetic.
Yeah.
You people and your phony allergies. Now everybody in my house has these so-called phony allergies, everybody. So I guess the eggs weren't getting eaten, and I finally had some on, what was that? I guess Friday? I don't know. Anyway, I don't know what I got, but I'm going to go get tested after the show today. This is not something that I would have even considered going to the doctor for normally.
Right.
Like, I would consider it maybe a little food poison or, yeah, your hands up. Sarah.
Do you think that you might have to trot to the bathroom during the show at all, or is that
would
we pass?
Love that? Is that something you'd love?
It's just, you know, I don't want to like say I would love it, but wouldn't it be so funny if all of a sudden Vinny went, "Oh, poo emergency!"
Yeah, that'd be hysterical.
Well,
no, I mean, that's the thing. I really did have an emergency on Saturday. It was troubling, and it was sort of for a minute was kind of like, where did this come out of? And then when I finally sort of got through the episode, I realized this is a symptom. And while we've been really locked down, I probably need to split. And so I just did.
Well, that's the thing.
Now,
even the most locked down things, there's still things that come into your house and things you have to go get and things that get, you know, wafted through an open window. I don't know. I mean, like, it can come from, it's really hard to trace that.
Right. Well, there's no doubt that even though we're really locked down, I have had to go to grocery stores. I've had to go out and get the things we need. And yes, I'm touching things too. They tell you, you know, these packages are safe. You don't have to wipe them, and we're wiping them anyway, but who knows, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I did it that way? Well,
right.
So really, the bummer is when we left on vacation, it seemed like everything was opening up and we were headed a good direction or good-ish, and now we're just totally backslid. Just sucks.
Yeah, it does suck, and it's, you know, I don't even really... It's funny because we've been pretty extremely locked down, you know, for us, because we've been going to grocery stores and seeing people here and there, and we just finally went, it just has to stop. We don't want it in our house. And someone I know, someone I'm pretty close to actually found out last week that they had been to work and a person they worked with closely for two whole days had come down with it. And so and she told us on Wednesday and she'd gotten tested, but they paid extra money or something. I don't want to say her company, but they had access to it was 12 hours. They turned it around, which actually pissed me off because I waited so long for mine.
Right. There are some tests that are coming back now. They've got a bunch of different ones, and there's some that are turning around in 2 hours or less even.
Incredible.
So they're hard to get. So it must be, you know, people can sit front lines that are getting access to those first and foremost. I don't know what I'm going to be able to get today, but I've got to call into my primary doc, and hopefully she'll be able to tell me how to handle it. I did do a phone call. This is one of the things I did. I called my nurse. She called me back. She said, Yeah, you could have it. Those symptoms also could go away and you'll feel like you're fine. And what we've seen is that symptom goes away. A person has a couple days healthy or feels healthy, and then the next symptoms show up and it's all part of the same thing.
Yeah.
And she's all, you can't believe the weirdness that we're seeing with this. So it absolutely could go away and you could still have it. That's why I was like, well, then I got to test. I can't just clear the ugly and then be like, I feel better.
I guess I'm fine.
Right. And really, I was definitely feeling like I was so torn because I'm all, if I start this process of, you know, telling everyone what's happening to me, then I need to leave. That's the only pot. So, but then am I keeping stuff from my own family if I don't tell them I just crapped my brains out in there? Like, I have to tell them, right? So I just finally was like,
putting it.
I gotta go. I gotta go, and I gotta stay away from everyone. What do you mean? What?
I'm just wondering, like, if you, well, I'm wondering a couple things because I'm hearing a distinct echo of myself. But the other thing I'm wondering is it? I mean, God, when you live in a house with people, what are the chances that they didn't already get it from you? You know what I mean?
That's a good point. And I don't know what the chance, that's the problem with us
right.
not knowing stuff. So I'm sitting there with my little kid who's absolutely got an immune issue right now already. It has nothing to do with COVID, but there's no question that she can't, we need her to not get this. Mm. And so in my own head, I just felt like I can't sit here. I can't be the doctor that says, well, if I have it, she has it. So, meh.
Right.
I don't want to make anything uncomfortable for me, and I don't want to have to leave and be alone. Like, I just went, no, I'm going to go, and if she doesn't have it, then good. I got out of there, and she didn't catch it yet. And then, frankly, I'm also like, I don't have it. Come on.
I know.
Look, let me tell you something. I have seen what people are doing out there, and there's no way, based on the way we've been living, that we... I mean, if there's
Let
any justice in the world, I guess you know what the truth is. We keep hearing there's no justice, and that's probably true. So,
so there you go. You're screwed because right. just being a good person and following the rules isn't enough, Finn.
Right. So there you go. I don't know. I don't know what to say, but I feel okay.
Good.
So you know,
well,
I,
that's
I
promising,
slept.
Right?
I feel okay.
You
I
slept?
Haven't had
oh,
any.
My God.
I haven't had any. Bathroom runs today.
Oh, that's sorry, well. That I mean, fingers crossed. You know,
those words probably went together for two different reasons. But what I mean is, I haven't had to run to the bathroom, and so if
and
I
you
do,
haven't had any bathroom runs. So you
right.
both ways, it works.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all. I'm just trying to be extra precautious. I don't want any trouble. I don't want any trouble for her. We've been doing good.
Right.
You know, we came to some conclusions about school. She's not going. That's not happening. So she's going to go to online classes or whatever.
Is she
That's
doing just, first grade or is she going to do like
She's going to go to first grade in a month or whenever they start, but she's going to go there from home on her computer.
Oh.
That stinks.
It's a bummer
I did
for
not
her.
Want that, but
yeah.
It's the safest way for us to deal with this.
It is, and frankly, it's you know, this is the tough reality a lot of people are facing, and I think a lot of people didn't even want to think about it until August, and you know, but plans have to be made, and it's
right. Well, that's
the way
it
is.
We had to
My
decide what to do.
Said last night that you know, he went for a walk at I don't know whatever time it was getting dark, and he walked down to the middle school, and there's like a bike path behind there, and so he's listening to his book and he's walking along. And there's a skate park out there behind there. And he goes,
all right. He went and skated. Good for him.
He didn't skate.
Oh,
he walked by the skate.
Dang
please.
It.
So he comes back home. He goes, you know, there's no way this is stopping. Everyone's just going to get it. And that's just the way. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, there must have been 100 kids at the skate park. Nobody had a mask on. The parents are all standing there. The kids are going crazy, hugging, crashing, getting picked up. Talking to each other, patting each other on the back. He's like, even if the parents were wearing masks and standing 6 feet apart, those kids are all over each other. So,
right. No, you're right, and this is part of the reason I told you I had been outside to. It wasn't I wasn't even going to come to Santa Cruz. That's where this apartment I'm in is at, in Santa Cruz, you know, town mm-hmm. proper. And because of the weekend, because traffic's crazy and everyone's packing the beaches. And when I ran here on Saturday, you know, for safety's sake, I got a front row seat of everyone's at the beach. No one's in masks. And that's what convinced me I don't have it. So I saw everyone and went, there's no freaking way with the way we've been careful
right.
and the way those people out there.
Oh, my God. It's just there's no fairness in the world, you know?
Well, I guess you're right. But that's been in my head. Like, there's just no way I've got it based on the way everyone is behaving and the way we've been careful. But you're right. They're particles. You can't even see them.
No,
so, of course, they could be on anything.
They're all over the place. We live amongst them. I mean, just, you know, breathe deeply, everyone. It's just, you know.
Super.
I know.
So,
well,
I
did nothing. On the plus side, your mic sounds amazing.
It does?
It sounds absolutely great. Like, that's a program on your phone that's connecting to the unit that you used to connect to, right? Do I have that right?
No, it's connecting to the station in San Francisco,
right?
Right,
to the thing you used to connect, the whatever the unit's called. It's just over the phone. You've got a mic plugged into your phone. It sounds... Do you agree? Am I just hearing things?
No, it sounds
Nicole,
great.
Nicole, you're back there at the...
Yeah, no, Vinny sounds really good.
Yeah, all right.
Sounds great. But I keep on hearing an echo, and I don't know
what
that's
I think it's
from.
Me. Is it possible that Vinny's, whatever he's got his Zoom on, is... feeding through
my iPad. The mic is off.
It's not the Zoom. Yeah, it's not the Zoom. It's okay. I think it has to do with something else. That
yeah, we'll figure.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
It's not that bad, is it?
I do.
Is it me?
It's not you. It's maybe one of the things that's attached to your phone. Yeah, but don't worry about it. It's not. Don't. There's nothing you can do about it. Don't worry about it.
No, let me look at it real quick. I'll fix this.
No, don't worry.
Oh boy,
I shouldn't have said anything.
I shouldn't have said anything either.
It's Nicole. It's Nicole. I think
it
Nicole
just looks like a phone to me, dude. I don't know what to tell you. I don't see anything. No wires sticking out.
Because you know
out.
How you can't turn the Zoom all the way down?
Yeah, Sarah, but we're all muted. All four of us.
But I can hear Zoom. You, too.
That's
no,
because
but,
it's everything.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'll
we're all muted,
you
so nothing would have come out.
Since you're
right.
forcing me to.
Yeah,
everything that is going across the airwaves uh-huh. is going into Vinny's phone and coming yeah. back to us. Does yeah. that make sense? So all of us are going to hear ourselves, except for Vinny.
Oh, do I need to mute the Lucy?
No.
No.
That would mute you.
So. No. Oh. I don't think so. I think you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
nobody cares.
I mean, you know, right. It's totally fine. And actually, it sounds... It
are
sounds
you
going
to be able
amazing.
To tell me how to fix it?
There's no fixing. Is there?
They're not right now. Not today. Not today.
All right.
Not today.
Roll with the show.
Yeah.
Sounds
so
great.
I'm trying to think if there's anything I did on vacation. I rode my bike a bunch of times. That was fun. Oh, you Ooh. Know what we did? You know what the most fun thing we did the whole vacation was?
No.
Like, as I was setting up my new studio, like, me and Bryn, we Zoomed for, like, 3 or 4 hours a day, just shooting the S. And
she is so funny. Hey, what you doing? You want to Zoom?
What are you doing? You
hey,
want to Zoom?
You doing?
So I'm just sitting here. I'm like, I want to use it. I like, I'm
under my baby right now, Sarah. But if you want, I'll turn the Zoom on.
I'm like, wait, sounds perfect. I like that kid. We'll sing some songs. It was super fun. That just shows you how boring this vacation was, because while I loved, you know, I love to sleep in. I mean, I think that's a known thing. This is the first time I've ever spent 2 weeks just at my house with nothing, literally nothing to do. Like, it was, you know, honestly, the highlight of my week was this succulent planter I put together. I was like, oh my God, like, I did something.
Well, that's something.
Right. It's something. It took about an hour. You know, other than that, not too much happened.
I did tons of chores. Like, got so much done.
Oh, like what? Tell me everything.
Like what? We had to switch clothes up into the rafters from one age to the next. I had to a bunch of house cleaning stuff that we did, tons of that, like just getting stuff sort of absolutely clean. Like, cleaned out the fridge.
It's so exciting. Oh my God.
Well, that's, you know, I mean, we're stuck in the house. I watched a show called Devs. Did you start that?
No, we didn't start it. We're in the middle of something right now, but that does look like it's right up our alley.
It is super San Francisco. All the shots are San Francisco. It's really, really, really cool. You'll see certain tunnels and go, I know that tunnel. Uh-huh. You know, it's really, really neat. So I did that. Here's something I need to do on this during this break. So I'll do it right now, real quick. Yeah. So yesterday or the day before, I got over to this house. It's got no channels compared to, you know, my other house. Uh-huh. But it has the Wii channel, which was having a Law & Order, like, marathon.
Oh, you love Law & Order.
I love Law. I've seen everyone. So I just put it on, and I let it be on all day. And I'm sitting there watching this. Like, it's half the time the volume was off, and I was doing other things. But I finally have it on, and I'm watching this commercial come on for Miracle Water. You ever heard of it?
No.
Miracle Water. Well, if you get this water that this pastor or preacher is selling to you.
Oh, it's holy water.
He's giving you miracle water. And then based on the testimonials on this commercial, which I'm assuming is national, right?
I have no idea. Don't ask me. I mean, doesn't cable sell local packages?
I don't know if this was local or international or national, but I'm telling you the testimonials were, I got miracle water and I quit drugs, got a new job. I got $2,000 in the mail. Another person comes on and goes, I won the lottery right after I got my miracle water.
Miracle water.
You guys cannot believe this commercial. And there's
three people I need to send that to.
So, Bryn, if you can find I don't want to do an ad for this.
No, I want to do it. This is amazing.
It's clearly some kind of scam. But you
know his name?
How dare you?
Peter Popoffs.
Boom. Oh,
Peter Popoffs. Well,
and he is.
That sounds legit.
He is a weird looking dude, too.
Oh, I got to see this guy. Oh, my God. I can't wait.
If you can find them, you can't believe what this water does. When you hear the testimonials, you're like, this guy got off drugs, got a brand new job, got wife and kids. Like, the promises are unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
And yet, there they are on TV telling me all this happened to them when
and
they got the miracle water.
And it just sends it to you for free?
That's the word. I didn't look into it because I was like, I don't want to ruin it. I got to find out if other people are out there.
Prosper and be in health.
Spring water to do just that.
Let's have a look at this.
Spring water. And a few days later, hallelujah, I received a check from my employer for over $4,000.
Now, Carla, do you hear that?
The miracle spring water, and you told me I was going to get $14,000. You told me when I was going to get it, and I received it.
Man. Spring water. I needed some of that water.
It's a miracle.
It is a miracle.
These people are saved.
I don't know what, and that's just some. I'm telling you, there's a bunch of them.
Who the F buys this stuff?
Water. not to bring race into it, but all of the people who have done testimonials on this ad have been black.
Yeah, they have. He's a white guy. Huh?
I don't know if that's his marketing plan. There's the guy.
Oh boy, he is frightening.
He is well stocked in hair dye, that's for sure.
And jowls. I mean, he's got it all.
Careful of the miracle water, people. I sense it's a scam somehow. That's what I wanted to put out there.
But it might not be. So if it's free, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and get me some.
Okay. He's from California.
Oh, really?
$10 million.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, how much is he worth?
$10 million.
Oh, he's only worth $10 million? He's poor.
I know. He needs to drink more of that water.
He needs more of that miracle water. So how did it become miracle water?
I don't know the details. All I know is the commercial kept coming on this Law & Order marathon, and I'm like, I just can't believe all the stuff.
It does sound unbelievable. God, I got to get some of that for my friend. He needs it so bad.
Which friend?
Evil Rick could really use some miracle water.
Oh.
That guy. Oof. That's not really for the air, but it's, you know, that guy's having some. He's, you know, miracle water would really, really help him, I think. Anyway, you guys, it's, God, I'm going to need to know more about miracle water. If we can keep that alive. Like, it's, I would so much rather talk about miracle water than I would COVID. Like, that's, to me, that's like, the miracle is that there's something else to talk about.
Well, I'll tell you what, because we make our living on advertising, which is important to radio, just like it's important to TV, I had a moment where I thought, it's so irresponsible, but man, things are tough all over. You just take money where it's coming from, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yikes.
Really? Miracle Water wants to drop 50G? Yes. Is there a disclaimer on that anywhere?
No, that's the thing. There wasn't.
Oh, my God.
Not that I saw.
Wow.
Good luck, everybody.
Listen,
you know,
we're
this guy,
take...
Peter Popoff, before you go, he was exposed in 1986. I guess he was doing some religious stuff, and his wife was in his ear. There's an earpiece in his ear, and she was telling him names of the audience and the ailments they had. I guess he was going around saying that he knew things and was getting messages through his ear and was exposed for that.
You're so telling me he might be a scam? Oh, my God.
Well, why you got to?
Back then,
what are you trying to do?
You know,
ruin my high? You're killing my buzz, man. I got to get me some miracle water. Okay, listen.
Miracle water.
A lot has happened in the last 2 weeks. And Nicole very kindly sent. Listen, this morning, last night, I get in bed at 10:30. I'm like, why even bother? I fall asleep by about 12:30. I wake up at 1:30. I lay in bed till 2, and then I just got up. So,
rested, are you?
I am. You know what though? Here's the thing, Vinny. I've been sleeping 12 hours a night. Like I clearly just wasn't. It just wasn't going to happen for me. And I was not going to take NyQuil because I am off smack. So
thank God. Did you get off right away, or did that
right
did
away?
That plow.
Yes. No. Okay. No. Well, you know, because I didn't need to go to bed at any certain time. I could stay up as late as I wanted. But the problem was, I did stay up late, and then you know, it was be like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. John be like, "Really, you should get up." I'm like, do I have to? So, a lot happened in the last 2 weeks, and I've got it all for you. And some of it I just want to talk about the whole time, but I know if I start with this, we'll never end with it. So we're gonna. We'll be right back after this with a roundup of who croaked during this
time.
Yes, that's right. We're starting with death. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. It is 6 minutes too late for the legal ID, and we will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.